We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Life in the Big 12. If you're not Oklahoma or Texas, can be a kind of proceed with caution.
Not a great
sort of deal.
Morning, is it?
Yeah.
Anywhere else?
Yeah, no question. The Pac-12 is insulated because of its geographic isolation. The Big 12.
Yeah, I think the Pac-12's okay, and the time zone thing sort of creates its own advantage for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No question.
You never. I find it hard to imagine dealing with a 3-hour shift between the Eastern time zone and the Pacific to make universal TV possible all the time. 2 hours, a little more manageable, clearly. They already deal with 1 hour to people, 1 hour part of the year, I suppose, for like Arizona. But yeah, I mean, the Pac-12 is going to, I think, be a place where one of the super leagues exists. If I'm the Big 12 today, you can't just sit and wait on Texas and Oklahoma to leave you. It's like the person that clings on to this toxic relationship and won't just get out of it, right? Oklahoma and Texas don't want to be there. You need to either take the approach of don't let the door hit you on the way out, or what if we did this to keep you there? But just sitting there hoping and doing nothing is not an option for the Big 12, or it's going to go away. I think the Big 12 could join with the Pac-12, and you'd have a really fun, attractive league. If it just went as it currently exists, both leagues, you just put them together. So if there's 8 teams left, and what are there in the Pac-12? 16? Or however many? How many teams are in the Pac-12?
No, there are 12. There are 12. Actually 12.
There are actually 12. Okay, the Big 10 is the Big 10 is whatever. So 20 teams right there, boom. There's 20. How many more do you need? Go poach the rest. Go poach away.
Probably doesn't make a super conference, but it's a very attractive conference in a lot of different ways. It really
is.
Okay,
take them and just throw in the Mountain West. Is that a super conference now?
Well, if you can poach BYU and Boise and put into, along with the Big 12, the remainder of the Big 12, then all of a sudden you've got yourself something, don't you?
Yeah, and I think that's a fairly attractive. Simple. I mean, you look at the enrollment numbers in the Mountain West; they're high. Outside of Air Force and Wyoming, as I'm just looking at them right now, Wyoming, by the way, has a really big endowment for some reason, like bigger than everybody else's.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah, you've got everybody right somewhere around 25,000 to 30,000. Enrollment, which lines up, right, with what's kind of in the Big 12 as it currently stands. You make a call to Houston, and I think you're fine. I think there's a Super League. That is the simplest path. Is it the best path? That I don't know. And what does that then do to the others? So we sit here now worried about, the Big 12 in this part of the world, obviously, for Kansas and Kansas State. I wonder about Wichita State, and without football, where it could potentially land. Can the American, Big East, A-10, I mean, that all makes basketball sense, but what makes the most football sense for the American? That's where I also get hung up. Like, where
Unless
does the American
is,
land in football? Because it's got attractive football schools, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Unless you take the Power Five as is, defined as we know it, and restructure with a shuffling process within that, condense instead of five power leagues, now there's four or three, whatever the case. It would probably be four,
yeah,
at least to start. The SEC is going to be out ahead of everyone. To me, it behooves the SEC to take Texas and Oklahoma. And the timing to do it right now is perfect. And I mean it, because the Big 12 is not on solid ground without those two. Not an issue. Pac-12, brand new conference commissioner, and a very questionable television package that has teams playing at night, this, that, and the other thing. You have a chance for the SEC to kind of amass power, to add two of, you can say all you want about Texas, but Texas is powerful, and Oklahoma just makes the SEC that much better. So you amass power and you figure out the logistics later, because that would be, I think my math is right, that would be a 16-team mega league. So you're basically running two 8-team divisions in the SEC, which, by the way, isn't so different from what they're doing right now. The SEC could do this.
Oh, the SEC could do it. I wonder, does Texas ever win another football game if it joins the SEC?
Maybe not, right?
Tongue in cheek, but for real, how much, A&M financially has benefited from joining the SEC, but I don't know that it's enhanced their chances of winning a national title. I don't know that it's hurt it either, but I don't know that it's, that grind is going to make it more difficult. Does it make it more difficult for Alabama? Probably not. I mean, so the haves in the SEC are probably looking at this like, heck yeah, bring this on, please. But
totally.
If you're A&M, you're like, man, two more teams that are going to be, it's going to be even tougher to get through. And A&M, look, for people that don't understand, I don't know, and this always gets regional because everybody thinks that, wherever it is that they live is the best or the worst, or we get really, we always latch onto those things. Like when I moved here, everybody told me, there's not a bigger rivalry than Kansas and Missouri. And I was like, oh, really? I bet there's at least some as big, right? But the amount of legitimate animosity between schools,
right,
not just student bodies or fan bases, but the amount of legitimate animosity between A&M and Texas, because you've always, A&M takes a stab at Texas in their school song. It's bad. Like, they don't like each other. So if you've seen any of the comments for A&M, they basically, they're whomever, whatever official chancellor, president, whatever he is, he was like, we don't want them. We don't want Texas in the SEC. We made our decision. It was the right decision. They didn't. We don't want them in. And he'll be the only, A&M may be the only school that says that, but they legitimately don't want them in because they don't like them. They love being away from them. Like, there is a little brother mentality there that's very real, and it's not just the fan bases. I don't know. There probably is, but I don't know if there's another two universities from top to bottom that dislike each other as much.
Let me just ask you a question as a native Texan. Who likes Texas in Texas other than those in Austin?
Well,
Texas, right?
No, but I think there's a difference. So, yeah, nobody likes Texas because Texas for a long time has stood up above because they're worth more. They tried to do their own thing with the Longhorn Network. It's been a disaster, seemingly. But I don't – yes, Texas Tech fans can't stand Texas, and Chris Beard going there is like the biggest slap in the face ever, right? That kind of thing exists. But I don't know that if you got, the power players of those schools in a room and said, boy, it's good to be with Texas in this league, isn't it? They wouldn't tell you, absolutely, we'd love having Texas, and it makes us more valuable, right? Like, the fan bases don't like Texas, but I have to believe the schools like being attached to Texas because Texas makes them money. with A&M, it's not that. I'm telling you, A&M and Texas, like, they, there's nobody involved from top to bottom that wants to have anything to do with the other, at least from A&M's perspective. A&M's kind of the little brother in that situation. Even though A&M is a massive school with all kinds of – I don't know why that is. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of the success Texas has had that A&M hasn't. But it's there. It's very much there. And they're not just competitive in athletics. It's everything university-wide. So, sure. Yeah, while nobody may like Texas, they need Texas, right? Like, you got to have Texas. Yes. That's the reason we're having this conversation. You don't have Texas and Oklahoma? What do you have if you're – Texas Tech or Oklahoma State or TCU? Like, what do you have there? Where does Baylor fall in, for goodness right. sakes? Baylor was almost kicked out of the league.
It's a great question, and it would be two very large dominoes to fall. I maintained at the top of the show, and I continue to, that it's inevitable, because I think that Oklahoma and Texas in particular understand the value that they have to any situation, right? To any conference. But the SEC makes the most sense. It increases the SEC's footprint. It brings two highly traditional programs into their and just makes them that much better. So how does the ACC react? The SEC moves on Oklahoma and Texas. You know that it's just the start of another set of dominoes falling. It won't be just two teams or two universities, two institutions. This will have long-term effects. I think the Pac-12 is fairly insulated. Maybe this is, in a weird kind of way, Jacob, maybe this is kind of what the Pac-12 needs. Maybe they need institutions in need of them, for sure. instance.
I don't think nobody loses if the Big 12 and Pac-12 join up. I mean, I think right. some of the members of the Big 12 may lose a little bit because they don't have Texas and Oklahoma. But they would get, look, if that happened, whatever the deal is now for the Big 12, it's going to be more lucrative the next time after 2025 when the Big 12 deal runs out, which seemingly is the deadline now, just ticking away in the back of everybody's
right.
brains.
Sure. A&M, Mizzou, Nebraska, Colorado. Ugh. Now potentially Oklahoma and Texas again. Tumultuous times as the landscape of college sports is changed on so many different levels. NIL has already started to do that. The NCAA and their emasculation certainly is having an effect. But more than anything, the desire to set up these superstructures for college football with all of the money that is available to it and the power that comes with it, front and center in college sports. All right, we'll turn the page, get to a few other things as well. 869-1240 is the number. We'll get to Wildcat Jim here in a moment. He'll give us his take on this issue, and we'll continue here on Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.